Now, President Obama is also calling for more funding for school security. This is in the wake of last December's massacre at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. Some school districts around the country, though, are not waiting for Congress to act. In Los Angeles, the nation's second largest school district is already busy hiring new school security officers. Here's NPR's Kirk Sigler.
10th Street Elementary is in L.A.'s Pico Union District, a few blocks west of the Staples Center and downtown skyscrapers. It's a tough neighborhood, so school security is always an issue.
I'm the star!
About 150 third graders are spread across a worn cement playground, running around, playing chase and tag. Looks pretty chaotic, and it's a big enough job just keeping an eye on all these kids, let alone anything happening on the streets just behind the tall chain-link fences.
How's your leg? No, everything is good. Go ahead and play, guys. Thank you for walking. Good job, guys. Excellent.
Most lunch hours, you'll find the school's energetic principal, Juan Alfayate, out on the blacktop, dodging soccer balls and having fun with the kids while on playground patrol.
There is only so much we can do. You know, there's only you can do in terms of making a complete, airtight, safe school. But obviously, we want to make sure that we supervise all adults coming in and out of the school. At the very least, we have to do that.
That job is a little easier now that the school district has placed two new part-time security aides here. Just the other day, in fact, Alfayate says one of them spotted a man trying to scale the fence and get onto campus.
And the first thing they did was to move the students away from this adult, and they themselves, you know, approached the adult and said, "Sir, you need to go to the office." By doing that, we were able to more or less secure the perimeter of the school. One, second, keep the students safe and away from this adult at all times. Three, redirect the situation in a way that it didn't escalate.
These new security aides are not cops. They actually look more like parking attendants with their neon vests and radios. Their initial training consisted of online courses, things like conflict mediation and what to do during a lockdown. The L.A. Unified School District has been plagued by deep budget cuts and layoffs, but the district says it found $4.5 million to hire 1,000 of these new aides this year. They're assigning two to every elementary school. They're part-time employees, earning between $12 and $15 an hour. Superintendent John Dacey says he'd rather have used the money to hire teachers back, but Newtown led to a change in priorities.
It wasn't a difficult decision, however, because student safety is going to come as number one.
L.A. Unified runs its own police force with officers deployed at every high school across the city and some middle schools. But Dacey says armed police or security guards don't belong in elementary schools unless they're responding to an incident. So it's up to people like Kimberly Viatoro. Like many of the district's new security aides, she's young. She's 18. And on this, the second day of her job at 10th Street, Viatoro seems a little timid as she lines up kids after recess. She says she thinks about Newtown.
Especially this neighborhood, it's kind of, you know, not all the places are safe, so you have to watch out for anything suspicious and let the school know.
Principal Juan Alfayate says having Viatoro out here frees up another aide to man the school's only public entrance, where visitors must show ID and check in. There used to be an entrance and exit out here on this playground, but Alfayate closed it after Newtown. He hopes all these measures will make this campus safer.
I think the students are safer because of that, but could a tragedy happen? Sadly, yes. Sadly, yes.
After all, Alfayate points out that Sandy Hook Elementary was a very secure school, and yet the gunman still managed to get in. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.